Cairo. Feast. Take a bite out of Dr. Jeff's wisdom so you can pay it forward.
Come and get it! Cairo Feast is online and we are ready to serve, and we're serving up some excitement because we are at the end of 2020. Did you ever think it would end? Did you ever think that this year would be at the end? I remember thinking back in March, you know, how the year would go, seeing as the pandemic was, you know, first beginning and whatnot. And I remember thinking, oh, by Christmas, this is going to be way in the rearview mirror. Oh, my goodness, right? I think we were all wrong about that. And we are all still kicking. We are alive, and we are looking at 2021. We are directly in the face of it. And today I want this this podcast to be a little bit about encouragement for you, a little bit about some accountability for you. And I want you to start thinking about how God is going to use you in 2021. And it's not going to happen by mistake. I want it to be intentional. I want you to be thinking about specific things that you need to take action on in order to be a blessing to people in 2021. So, you know, I'm probably going to ramble a little bit, but I don't think this is going to be a very long podcast. It's going to be more direct. And I wanted to kind of share with you, you know, there are times when I'm teaching at a conference, and people know that I write and, you know, do podcasts and speak and do different things. And so they'll come up and ask me, like, specifically about, like, writing. You know, I'd like to write a book. You know, what do I need to do to get started? And they'll ask me things like that. And I'll ask, well, how much writing do you do now? And almost without fail, people say, well, I haven't really written anything yet. And I always kind of smile at them, and I just tell them, look, you've got to start. You can't just decide one day you're going to write a book. I mean, I suppose there are a few people that have done that. But if you want to be a writer, you got to write something. And if all you're writing is a bit of encouragement. Some of the things that I write, I do what's called the Big Fish Business Bite every week. I put out a small quote and little encouraging quote to people in my network. And then I also do the Big Fish Big Thought. And it's a little bit more life-centered rather than entrepreneur or leadership-centered. But I do two of those a week. And I also, you know, write podcasts and stuff like this. So I'm doing those kind of things constantly. So that can be something that you can do. Anybody can do that. If you want to write a little bit of an encouragement and then just post it on your Instagram, you know? So, but you got to start. You got to start with something. You got to start with something small. And then you got to work up to writing a book, okay? So you're not going to have a novel just, you know, pop out of you. You got to start with something small. So leadership is the same way. You've got to start small and you got to work up to it. A person who has never led before needs to try to influence one other person. So if you're listening to this and, you know, you're not the boss at your career, your job, if you don't own a clinic or own a business, you're not the entrepreneur. That doesn't mean that you can't be a leader. You can lead someone, and sometimes you can even lead your supervisor. You can even lead your boss. But you got to start with somebody that you can help lead, and then work up to it. Someone who has some influence should try to build a team. Just start with what's necessary. Now, interesting quote that I've written down here from St. Francis of Assisi. He said, start doing what is necessary, then do what is possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible. But it didn't start by you trying to do something impossible. It starts by you just taking a step, acting, you know, putting yourself out there. Do something that's necessary, then do something that's possible. And pretty soon, if you keep doing all of that, you're ending up doing the impossible. You're doing things that you never thought you would be able to do. All good leadership begins with where you're at right now. I think it was Napoleon Bonaparte that said, "The only conquests which are permanent and leave no regrets are our conquests over ourselves." You gotta get over your own blockages in your head. If you can get over the peace that's inside of you, get over yourself, then there's nothing you can't conquer. The small responsibilities, think about this, you guys. The small responsibilities that you have before you right now comprise the first great leadership conquest you must make. Think about that. What's on your plate right now is what you need to conquer right now in your quest to become a great leader. Don't try to conquer the world until you've taken care of things in your own backyard. Okay, deal with the stuff you've got right now. Worry about the world later. That will take care of itself. Allow God to work in you and train you and equip you for something greater. Start with what you have in front of you. Now, of course, at the end of the year, a lot of people are thinking, well, what's going to happen next year? Where am I going? What am I doing? You know, I feel like I'm behind already. I haven't set goals. And people get stressed out just thinking about the fact that they're not prepared for next year. Well, just back off, okay? You don't need to do 1,000 things, but maybe you have a goal to be a writer. Well, just start writing. Make a commitment to say, I'm gonna write a paragraph once a week, and I'm just gonna post it on my Instagram. It's gonna be something encouraging for people. Or maybe it's going to be a Bible verse, or maybe it's just something that's on your mind. You know, put it out there. It's okay. Maybe it's fitness. Maybe you want to get back in shape. Maybe you've kind of let things go here over the last few months, and you need to get on track with your fitness. Or maybe it's your weight, or just you're eating like crap, and you need to kind of just change that. It doesn't have to be focused on losing a certain amount of pounds. Just eat better. You know, have better habits. May it be organization. I mean, sometimes I look at my desk and I go, oh boy, okay, I've got to get this whipped together. So, you know, creating new organizational things for yourself, whether it be your devotional time or whether it be time that you can focus on training yourself, and maybe it's reading, you know, time for reading. But organization, is there something that you can look at and do to try and take some small steps or small bites toward better organization? Maybe it's giving. Maybe it's tithing. You know, check yourself a little bit. What did you give last year? Did you donate to certain charities? Are you giving 10%, you know, to your church and to organizations around you? Are you focused on that? Are you automating it so that it just happens? You know, sometimes that's what you have to do. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, churches now, you know, as far as like what they collect in churches, you know, each week in the, you know, passing the plate, you know, the old offering plate that you know, used to go by. I mean, the offering plate hasn't gone past anybody in 9 months now. But churches are surviving because there's ways to give. And when you automate your giving, you're accountable for it. I love the fact that I can just automate my giving to my church and my giving to some of the missionaries and the organizations around the world that I give money to every month. I just automate it. That way I'm not having to think about it. And that way I'm not allowing Satan to kind of get into my life and say, oh, you should really save that money. You didn't have as good a month this month. No, it's automated. It's happening. It's going to happen. What about a podcast? Yeah, believe me, I did not want to do a podcast. I avoided this for 3 years. 3 years. And finally, you know, decided to do it. I've done 52 of them now. It's crazy. So, and anybody can do one. It can be 3 minutes long. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever. It can be 3 minutes. Do a podcast. Why not? Why not? Have some fun with it. And training. Are you setting aside time for you to train? Okay. I'm not saying you need to do all of these. I'm just giving you some ideas on something small that you can start with. Okay. Don't bite off all of this stuff. But do you need to set a time where all you do is you pull in one of your other staff members and team members and you do a training and you pull a YouTube video off? And there's so much online. Get into John Maxwell, get into, so many of these things. There's Goalcast is a great site on YouTube. Evan Carmichael, there's all kinds of names of people that you can connect with on YouTube that have tons of resources. Just say, I'm going to watch a 20-minute video with a team member once a week or twice a month, whatever you want it to be. And then are you training well for the things that you do every day? So yesterday I had the opportunity to work with my front desk, and I was training my front desk on what they needed to say and how they needed to say it when somebody calls up that hasn't been in like a year. They've fallen off care, and I gave an example of somebody who literally has been in my office for an adjustment about 1,000 times. He's received about 1,000 adjustments, but for the last year, he disappeared. And I said, okay, I'm this person, and I pretended like I had a phone, and I said, ring, 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 until my front desk person who was role-playing with me picked up the phone. And I said, hi, my name is Bob, and I know it's been a long time since I've been in, but I need to get in for an adjustment. And then we walked through the questions we needed to ask. Oh, Bob, it's great to hear from you. Connect with the person. We'd love to see you again. I'm looking at your file right here. It looks like it's been 12 months. My goodness, you are due for a great adjustment. So let's work on getting a time here for you. But let me ask you a few questions first. And then we walk through some of these questions, which are, were you recently in a car accident or a work injury? Do you have new insurance? What we have on file here is a Blue Cross policy. Do you still have that same policy? I'd love to get that checked for you so we have it ready for you when you come in. And we walk through those different things, and then how to find the time, and then how to plan for a little extra time for the doctor to be able to spend with that person so they're not packed in when it's super busy and there's not enough time to reconnect with that person, or maybe shoot an x-ray or two if that's necessary, or do a little spinal screening or mini exam or whatever to get them reconnected with the clinic so that they're in for another 1,000 adjustments so that they can stay healthy. So training time is so important, but you gotta segment it out, you gotta plan it, you gotta put it in your calendar, and then don't miss it. Don't screw it up. Don't blow it off. Emergencies happen, that can get in the way of things. But if you allow things to get to cancel your training times on a regular basis, you're gonna blow it. Pretty soon you're not even you're not gonna be training at all. And the people that you're training are not gonna take it seriously. So I've given you some examples here, and I just want this message to be, I want you to say yes to something. And recently I was speaking at Cairo Life Conference in Minneapolis, and I showed a video from Yes Man. It was a movie with Jim Carrey, and it was a really funny clip of, having to say yes to everything. Now, I will say this. In general, entrepreneurs need to say no more, okay? So that's a whole nother podcast we can do on saying no more frequently, because you need to guard your time. But I want you to think about what you can say yes to for you to build your leadership in certain areas of your life that you want to get better at, whether it's speaking, whether it's writing, whether it's fitness or just better health, whether it be organizing your life, whether it be giving on a more regular basis and more consistency, whether it be doing a podcast or whether it be trainings. Think about what you need to say yes to. I was coaching a gentleman a couple weeks ago, And he said, I just don't know what to do. His wife passed away, actually, from cancer about 6 months ago. And he wants to start focusing now on others. He's been focused so much the last 4 years on his wife and his wife's battle with cancer. And now he's like, I don't know what to do. And I said, you know what? All you got to do is move. You need to start saying yes to some things. He's like, how do I know what to say yes to? And I said, that's where you got to just trust. You got to just trust God, that God's going to put certain things in front of you. And I want you to have the courage to say yes, even if you don't know exactly what it is. So when somebody asks you, hey, would you be willing to be in an accountability group with me? The answer is yes. Do it. Start to move. And when you take a step forward, that's when God can direct you. God can guide you. It's like being a sailboat. You know, if you're a sailboat and there's no wind, then you can't direct the sailboat. You can move, you know, the rudder, but you can't actually direct yourself when there's no wind. When you're not moving, you can't be directed. And it's important, once you are moving, once you are doing something, now God can guide you. He can push you in certain directions and bless you. And it may push you into something completely different that you never thought about. But if you wouldn't have said yes to the first thing, you wouldn't have been exposed to the second thing. Does that make sense? So you got to take a step. And you know, in the Bible, in the biblical literature, there are tons of stories of how God used amazing people. But in almost all of them, he required the person to take a step or an action. Okay, whether it be, you know, somebody striking a rock and having water come out of the rock. Miracles happened, you know, stepping into the Red Sea in order to part the sea. You know, God waited for us to be obedient, for people to be obedient before he performed a miracle. Do you realize that? So if you are waiting for a miracle to just happen to you, good luck. It's not going to just happen. You got to be moving. You got to be acting. Take action and act on faith. And then the miracles will happen. I believe that 100%. I believe that. And I believe that for you. Take a step in the right direction in 2021. Reach out to me if you want. My email is jeff@spinesavers.com. That's jeff@spinesavers.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you want to hear in 2021. If you have some podcast topics you'd like me to speak about, I'd love to cover things that you actually want me to speak about. So that's what I got for you today. Be encouraged. 2021 is here. Let's take advantage of what's in front of us and the gifts you have and the positivity that you can bring to your culture, your community, the people around you. Be the spark, okay? Be that spark that can make the difference. Okay, I want you to stay hungry, okay? Do not be full of all the negativity from this past year. I want you to be hungry for the positivity that's coming up. So stay hungry, my friends. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you sharing this. If you know somebody struggling with where they're going to go in 2021, send this podcast to them. Please rate it for me if you would as well. I always, always appreciate that. And I always, always appreciate when you pay it forward.
Cairo Feast.